listening to London Today with Andy Udman. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can email londontoday@cjbk.com or call 519-643-1290.
On Ontario's highways, the speed limit used to be 113 kilometers per hour. In 1976, Ontario's Progressive Conservatives reduced the limit to 100. Today, traffic moves along our highways at approximately 120 kilometers per hour. A Freedom government will increase the speed limit to 120 on Ontario's 400 series highways. Speed limits that make sense. Freedom Party.
I'll get heck from the sales department because the Freedom Party did not pay for that commercial. I just ran it. It is on their website. It is a plank in their platform. The Ontario Freedom Party wants to raise the speed limit on the 401 to 120. I have said for some time, we've got to be more honest about the speed limit. I mean, you come to this province from outside of the country, and you see the signs which read that the speed limit is 100, but then you realize that very, very few people, Robert Q's Airbuses maybe, about the only ones, and the trucks who are doing, some trucks who are doing 100, which are doing 100, everybody else is doing 120 and 130. And the police are not pulling them over. Maybe at 130, but certainly not at 120. We've had people call this show who've been doing 120 on the 401 for 20 years, have never been pulled over by a police officer. What do you think of the Freedom Party's proposal that we raise the speed limit to 120? I'm not saying definitively it has to be 120. What I'm saying is we have to be honest about what the speed limit should be. It should reflect the speed that we want people to go at. But we don't give them this confusing message, double message. One is from the signs, which say 100, and I've talked to both Dalton McGuinty and when he was the commissioner of the OPP, Julian Fantino, about this, and they sidestepped the question because there's more to it. It's more of a complex issue. There are reasons why it's not as simple as it may look, and I'm saying we need to be more honest about the speed limit on the 401. 643-1290 if you agree with me, or if you think that I am simply out to lunch. What should the speed limit be on the 401 when just about everybody, I'd say it's very safe to say that 90% of the traffic is doing 120 plus. Very few people are doing less than 120. So why is the speed limit 100? Or are you comfortable with that? Do you want a speed limit that is at 100 and then a 20-kilometer-an-hour grace margin, shall we say? What do you think? Dave, we'll start with you.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're good.
I got an issue with this speed limit on the 401. I've had for quite a few years, and the OPPs don't do anything for you when you complain about it anyways because they say they're understaffed. The speed limit's already set at 100, and everybody goes to 120, and 99% of the time, I will do 100, 105. Now, if we up this to 120, does that mean that we're going to have a grace speed that everybody's going to go up to, like, 139 kilometers an hour?
Well, see, that's
Or are they going to actually stop the people at 121?
To me, there is a margin of error of about 2 or 3 kilometers an hour. So I would say you should have a small grace margin of error, shall we say. Make it whatever, 3 to 5 kilometers an hour, but not 20, not 30 like we have now.
No, and in the city of London here, there is, I've talked to a police officer, and there is like between 2 to 5 grace here in the city of going over the speed limit there. And the thing is, why haven't we done this at a very small margin with the 100 instead of letting the people, because they want to drive on the 401 and do 119, let them dictate how fast we're going. The transport trucks right now, they're supposed to be governed to go 105. And I just took a trip out to Peterborough, and I got them whizzing by me doing 110, 115 kilometers an hour. And, you know, and no one's stopping them. The OPPs aren't pulling them over.
That's why. And to me, that invites contempt for the law. It invites disrespect for the law when there's a sign, but it doesn't match reality. You can break the law. And here's the interesting part, Dave, and this is the part that really annoys me. 120 is fine, but if you do 122 and they pull you over, they fine you back to 100. You're 22 over the limit. That makes no sense at all to me, so I'm applauding the Freedom Party for raising the issue. Dave, we have to leave it there. We got several callers. Another Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, this is Dave. My feeling is, my understanding is the highway is designed for 120, and that's my understanding. I could be wrong. Why not make the speed limit 120, zero tolerance? No 2Ks over, no nothing. If you're going 121, you're speeding, you get a ticket.
I'd be cool with that.
That would be my feeling. People also need to realize, like the Autobahn over in Europe, you don't cruise forever in the passing lane. You pass whatever you're passing, and you move over, and you move over. That's my piece on that one.
Dave, I appreciate it. Let's go to Jim. Jim, go ahead.
I kind of agree with your previous caller there. 120 does sound reasonable, but you got to understand, too, no matter what you put the speed limit at, whether it's in the city or on the highway, like 50 and 60 in the city and 100 or 120 on the highway, you're going to have your compulsive speeders who are never going to comply with it. Like this morning when I was coming down Wellington Street, just cruising along, doing about 55, I had a big white SUV on my tail going at least 80, climbing up behind me, and he was doing everything he could to get around me, whether it was going into the oncoming traffic or going to the gravel lane. He wouldn't stop. He was just doing everything he could, no matter what. He didn't care. And that's the reality of it. There's people out there who don't care.
Well, so we ticket the heck out of them until drive them off the road. You get so many demerit points, and you're gone. Jim, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Derek. Derek, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I'm sitting here looking at my speedometer. It can go up to 200 kilometers an hour. I don't think I'm ever going to use that. Why can't we just regulate the cars so they can go a speed like we regulate the trucks? Why don't we build cars that can only go 120? You wouldn't need the signs then, would you?
Well, that point has been raised repeatedly. There are lots of people. Testosterone is what sells a lot of cars, and guys looking at that odometer and seeing that, I drive probably the most boring car on the road, a 7-year-old Camry, and it has a top speed, I think, of 220. I mean, I've never done more than 140, and that was because of a strong tailwind, and I had to hit the brakes. Anyway, Derek, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Bob Metz, who is going to take an entirely different spin on this. I know it.
Hi, Andy. Andy, the reason I remember when the 401 used to have, when it was first built, it had 70-mile-an-hour speed limit, which is pretty close to the 120 mark. And the highway was built for that, and it was promised to Ontario taxpayers to be a highway that could move at that speed because it was commercially, needed for moving stuff quicker and getting cars back and forth. It used to take 3 hours plus to get to Toronto if you went on just along Highway 2 all the time. But then along comes the artificial gas shortage in the 70s, and ever since then we've had to live with this artificially low speed limit, which is insane. It has nothing to do with safety or gas or efficiency or anything like that. And I think the biggest issue here is the blatant disrespect it creates for the law when people routinely break what they know is a law and a regulation. The government is ignoring reality. They have an art, but when something's artificial, it means it's not real, And so the speed limit is currently artificially low, because the roads are built to accommodate a higher speed. You can feel it. You can feel it in your car. When I'm in my car, sometimes I've driven various cars. Some cars did not drive well or efficiently at 55 or 60, but did at 65. You could just feel the car smoothing out, So I don't think it's such a simple issue, and why we don't have... Oh, and the other issue is, will people start speeding? Never saw that at all when I went up and down I-75 from here to Key West. When the speed limits were high, people stuck to them or stayed lower. There's no obligation to go to speed limit. But when the speed limits were too low, everybody was still driving at the higher speed.
I don't know exactly what the speed limit should be, but I know this. It's just hypocritical, is silly and juvenile to have one suggested speed on the signs, then to be able to go 20 over that and go by one cruiser after another, as I've done in the last couple of weeks, And they're not even interested in pulling you over.
And not only that, it makes you feel vulnerable, doesn't it?
It does.
Because you're sitting there, you're going, well, I'm not breaking the law. And sometimes, I have to tell you, I've been forced to be going above the speed limit because I didn't think it would be safe to slow a big block of traffic down when the whole thing is moving at a certain speed. And there are those times when you have to stay with the flow.
And then there's the whole practice. I mean, God bless him, a wonderful officer, very nice, but he should be enforcing the law. I've told this story before on the air. I was coming back from a Raptors game, doing exactly the speed limit, had to slow for traffic, and then got chatting and forgot, and I was pulled over doing 135. He reduced it to 108, I think it was. I mean, I could have paid him right out of my coin drawer and no demerit points. I was doing 135. He should have nailed me. So the whole speed limit thing on the 401 is a bit of a joke.
Well, it's a bit of a discretionary issue, too. You know, laws are mechanical things. They're very black and white, and sometimes discretion has to play a role. And I think that's why when you have a speed limit, maybe you should have a 5 or 6. You know, kilometer an hour.
I thought, Bob Metch, you were going to call and say, no, I'm with the Freedom Party. There should be no speed limit.
They're not saying there shouldn't be a speed limit, just raising it to 120, and which is the speed that everyone is going. The idea is to get the law to match what people are doing.
Absolutely. Bob, I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Hands on the wheel, eyes on the road. You know the drill. Please hang up and drive so you arrive alive. Please don't hit the brakes if you see a mother goose and her goslings crossing the 401. It will cause the kind of nonsense we saw on Commissioner's Road yesterday. As I said earlier, let the feathers fly. There are lots of Canada geese around. Boy, that Andy, he has his off days, doesn't he? He can be really hard-nosed. See you tomorrow morning at 9. Right here in London today on News Talk 1290. CJBK.